Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss your problems, questions you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. A child is like a white paper on which you can write good things or bad things. Entire personality of a child is developed by the parents, by the upbringing they do. And in this program, we try to provide all the necessary information that is required to bring up your child in the best possible way. The answers of your questions are based upon Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Today near our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Nakavi, who is a faculty member of Al Mustafa University and researcher in the Hausa Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Oh, well, we have been discussing about physical development, cognitive development. What things ought to be kept in mind while you are developing your child, while you are upbringing your child? And now we reach the emotional aspect. Professor Nakavi, what do we have in emotional development? What things as a parent or as a trainer we should keep in mind?
Yes, physical development and mental and cognitive development, as I said, go hand in hand. And they need to be balanced. They need to be brought up together. But you need to focus on things specifically to be able to reach those goals that we have.
Yeah.
The goals need to be determined in terms of the behavior that we expect from the child. When he behaves as a child, and especially when he becomes grown up, what type of behavior do we expect from him or her when she is grown up? Just as we mentioned previously, that if the girl is developed physically properly, when it comes to her behavior with her husband and her conduct with her husband, that plays a great deal of, you know, has a great deal of weightage in that relationship.
Yeah.
So when we talk about our thinking, the aim in our thinking and cognitive development is that the child, or when he becomes grown up, he takes proper decisions in life. He knows what are the strategic issues that he has to develop, understand. What are the tactical issues? What are the practical operational issues that need to be taken care of? He needs to be a good thinker, a clear thinker.
Yeah.
Well, in any aspect of life, he needs to be able to plan for himself. He needs to be able to plan and execute that plan, to be able to design and develop something for his life, manage his life, her life. So that needs cognitive development, that needs physical development, and especially the emotional development. For example, we are maybe very good thinkers, but when it comes to changing or translating our thoughts into actions, the feelings have to be there, the motivation has to be there, the conviction has to be there, the proper attitude. The attitude means the behavior which we prefer to take up.
Yeah.
Do we prefer to, for example, go to bed without taking care of our, maybe as a child, we don't, we just go to bed, don't take to take care of our clothes, don't put wash our hands, or maybe go to the toilet,
brush your teeth.
So we know that is correct. That has to be done. But we're lazy.
Yeah.
We, the motivation is not there to make us carry out what we have thought about.
Yeah.
We cannot, as we say, walk the talk.
Yeah.
We need to be able to do what we say.
All right.
So there the emotions play a very important role.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we develop that in a child? Then again, it comes back to us that how we perform and behave in front of them. If we make a decision, we are going out for an outing, we're going out for something together, then we need to stick to that.
Exactly. Well, we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi, and we are discussing emotional development. Well, Professor, you said before going to the break that whatever we are doing, it should be motivational. We should have that motivation before, like if a child wants to go for brushing his teeth, changing his pajamas and going to sleep in proper time. Definitely as parents, we have to provide the basic things before we
the
have
The role
to,
model.
Yeah.
And then we need to make him, we need to provide him this guidance that look, in life, you want to be successful. And success is based on your actions, your conduct, your behavior.
All right.
The behavior should be proper. It should be doing the good things, carrying out good things in the proper way,
mm-hmm.
doing the right thing in the right way, but with the pure intentions, the pure motivation.
All right.
So we need to, as I said, channelize those feelings towards godliness. We need to make him realize that even if you're taking care of these small things in life, you're doing it for yourself, for the sake of becoming perfect, for the sake of becoming godly.
Yeah.
And this motivation should emanate from this love for perfection. And love for perfection is love for the absolute.
Yeah.
And love for the absolute is the love for Allah Almighty.
Yeah.
So this motivation has to be developed with the proper thinking and the channelizing of the feelings towards this proper thinking. That look, whatever I do in this world is because Allah Almighty has given this capability and capacity to me and has given me a responsibility. And he has provided the faculties I need.
And it's my test how I perform these.
I need to put them put them in the right place, use them in the right way. When the Quran says, if you thank me, I will increase your bounties.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Thanking Allah Almighty is not just thanking him verbally, is thanking him practically. Shukr is saying shukran lillah.
It's not enough.
That's not enough. Shukran lillah is employing the faculties he has given to us, the physical, the mental, the feelings, in the proper way. The proper way to thank him is to use these faculties in the proper way.
Yeah.
For what they are meant for the goals that we need to achieve in life. So this motivation, along with that cognitive development has to be given. We need to make ourselves and our children realize that whatever we do in this world is for the sake of the hereafter. But the hereafter cannot be achieved salvation in the hereafter cannot be achieved without the perfection of this world.
All right.
So everything, all the time we are, and we should be trying to inculcate this, that we have a moral compass to follow.
Okay.
Every time we deviate from that, we need to come back to it.
All right. That is what Tawbah is. That is Tawbah. Yeah.
That is repenting.
All right. Well, we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqvi. We're discussing about emotional development. Professor Naqvi, before going to the break, you're saying that our ultimate goal of life, our ultimate aim is to achieve proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get closer to Him, to get to flourish towards perfection, which is the ultimate aim.
Exactly. That flourishing would come in the form of our conduct and our behavior.
Okay.
But that behavior should come out and resonate with the feelings and our thoughts within.
Yeah.
So how do we inculcate that in our children? That is very important. That is the major, the crux of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And that can only be achieved if we have a sincerity of purpose, and we have a sincerity in our actions and purity in our actions. The guide, the trainer, the parent, in as much he or she is pure and has a conviction and performs in the proper way, that will reflect upon the child. So the purification of the child is directly proportional to the purification of ourselves.
Yeah.
So if we need to, we want to provide them that motivation, we can only make them realize the importance of these things. We need to
educate them
and to infuse in them this understanding. Of course, it is a philosophical, rational understanding that cannot be carried out at a tender age.
Yeah.
But the upbringing should be such that in the future it leads to this understanding.
Yeah.
So the child, of course, a parent cannot do all of this together. He needs to put the child under the mentorship of a person who can provide this guidance. Even if a parent can't do it himself or herself, then he should be looking for a mentor or a guide for his children. And that is something which we are lacking in society today.
We don't have mentors.
We don't have people. When we talk about seer and suluk, traveling towards Allah, the journey towards Allah requires a person who guides us.
Yeah.
And shows us the path. He has traversed that path himself and becomes a guide for us and takes us along that path.
Yeah.
So in the absolute sense, that is the imam, that is the wali. But we need a wali coming down to our levels also. We do not have a connection with the imam of our times today.
We have to come to a lower level to provide that.
We have to find people at a lower level. Parents in the first stage, at the second level, we need to find such mentors.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Professor Naqvi. And definitely with this program, we are providing a lot of information to actually reach that proximity. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio or our official website. That's www.parstoday.com. Until another session, fi amanallah. God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way. Islam solves all of our problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect will.